energy doctor, and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place. And the things inside of you that you need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts things to you. So it's time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, or have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. Let's exchange that for the good, high vibration of being joyful and happy. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. How do I know who I really am? Isn't that a beautiful question? Yep, inside of you, or let's say outside also. Outside is your body, and inside of you is the ego and the soul. These three are together all the time. They are different aspects of you, but all of them are needed. You, of course, need your body. That's what everyone else sees around, and that's what's taking you to every other place. So clearly, the body is the vehicle for you to do and say and think anything. And together with the body are these two non-physical things. One I call the ego. Some call it the natural soul. And the other part is the soul. Some call it the awareness. It is this pure, beautiful, absolute good part that it's in every human being. Isn't that amazing to just know that inside of every human being is this incredible potential? That's what makes us human. But you see, the ego, which is a wonderful part of us, makes sure that we stay warm, we eat, we stay alive. But the ego is also self-centered. It is focused around the body and has a tendency of making us feel separated from the whole. The soul doesn't have that at all. The soul knows it's connected to everything, that it's connected to every other soul in the world, all other human beings, and also to the stronger power beyond. So I say that the ego is like a glass ball that goes around us. Have you ever held a newborn baby? A newborn baby is clearly nothing related to the ego. It can't do anything on its own. It is pure body and soul in a sense, because the ego window is absolutely clear. Now, when you hold that newborn baby, you feel the soul. It's magical. Then, about 6 weeks into its life, that baby smiles for the first time, really smiles with you, in you, relates to you. And for the first time, the soul gets kind of contained. Now, that ego is starting to develop from then on, which is not bad. It is just a fact. We stay focused on ourselves, on our anger, on our hate, and our fears, and my worries, and my often very legitimate desperation about health situation, money situation, relationship situations. This window the ego window clouds up more and more, gets darker and darker. And if you focus so much on these not good things, which means you separate yourself from the rest of humanity and the and beyond, you can so much cloud up this window that there is absolutely none of the soul light coming out. That is a person who is actually willing and enjoying to hurt another human being. And he and she has then stopped being a human being. Because being human is having this soul shining out. So we are the body, the ego, and the soul. So what does it mean to be brokenhearted? Now, brokenhearted, it's what happens when you can say, he or she broke my heart in a relationship when you somebody is no longer willing to stay in the relationship, you really appreciate it. But a broken heart goes deeper. It's when you come to that real desperation place where you feel like, I can't hold it together anymore. I'm breaking. You know what happens? It's a break in the crust of the window that the ego represents, so to speak. And the soul starts shining out. And when the soul starts shining out of this crack, it becomes connected again to everyone around it. And it starts remembering and having the possibility, I should say, of really connecting with the beyond, with the Creator, with the universe, to know where to go. See, this is really a magical world here, where we actually do know where to go if we do not stay focused on only ourselves, because we are so much bigger. And see, now starts that amazing new life. So you could say that it's a new life because you have all the power to do anything, because you see the way forward. Amazing running forward, step by step. And as we start cleaning, now you can start cleaning the window of the ego. How do we clean it? We clean up our own act, so to speak. We clean ourselves by starting to focus on other people, on what's beyond us. We no longer just focus on us. So you can have a small victory over yourself every day. And that is so amazing, so fantastic. Let's say, usually you see only bad things in other people. You're focusing on what your husband or wife doesn't do, or your parents, or your children, or your friends. But all of a sudden you start noticing that my husband doesn't take out the garbage, but he always does something else that's really valuable. Why have I been focusing on the garbage all the time? You start seeing how much he contributes to the family life, to the household. Wow! Now, doesn't even mean that he's starting to do something new. No, it's you starting to see the good. And it's about seeing the good and lifting your vibration to the good side, to the joy, to the love, to the gratitude. What is really love? What is really love? It is a word that people are using, but what is love? When I heard somebody say, I practice non-conditional love, and what he meant was he would have several relationships at the same time, and each one of these women should not be putting conditions on him. that was an eye-opener of that people really don't know what love is. That had nothing to do with love. Children, little babies, are absolutely helpless. And they are very cute. And they are very adorable. But how do we learn to love them? We love them because we're giving to them. We love them so much because we take care of them. We give of ourselves to them. That is what love is. And unconditional love really means that there is no condition on it. Even if the child, the husband, the friend does something really not nice, it doesn't change your love for them, because it is not conditioned on, if you, let's say in a relationship, the love is not conditioned on your husband earning a lot of money or always staying in shape and not gaining a lot of weight. That is not love. If you only love your husband because he is a thin, fit, successful money machine, that's not love. Love is loving the soul. You see, inside of each one is that soul. That's the most beautiful, pure part. That is love. That is really love. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.